When the Lord saw that Moses was coming closer, he called to him from the middle of the bush and said, "Moses, Moses." He answered, "Yes, here I am." Verse 5, God said, "Do not come any closer. Take off your sandals because you are standing on holy ground. I am the God of your ancestors, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob." So Moses covered his face because he was afraid to look at God. Then the Lord said, "I have seen how cruelly my people are being treated in Egypt. I have heard them crying out to be rescued from the slave drivers. I know all about their sufferings. And so I have come down to rescue them from the Egyptians and to bring them out of Egypt to a spacious land, one which is rich and fertile, and in which the Canaanites, the Hittites, the Amorites, the Perizzites, the Hivites, and the Jebusites now live. I have indeed heard the cry of my people, and I see how the Egyptians are oppressing them. Now I'm sending you to the king of Egypt so that you can lead my people out of this country. Verse 11, but Moses said to God, "I'm nobody. How can I go to the king and bring the Israelites out of Egypt?" God answered, "I will be there with you. And when you bring people out of Egypt, you will worship me on this mountain. That will be proof that I have sent you." But Moses replied, "When I go to the Israelites and say to them, 'The God of your ancestors sent me to you,' they will ask me, 'What is his name?' So what can I tell them?" Okay, so that's the word of God.
Praise be to God.
So who was Moses? Just to give a little background and context, Moses was born in Egypt during the enslavement of the Jews. And the daughter of Pharaoh, if you remember the story, the daughter of Pharaoh, actually, when he was a baby, he saw him floating in a basket down the river. And Moses was actually grew up in the court of Pharaoh in royalty. Well, he grew up in royalty, so he was kind of like their adopted son. And so the noticeable things about Moses was that, much like me that I shared, he also stuttered in his youth, and Moses was a fugitive, meaning like he was on the run. So later on, while Moses actually saw one of his fellow Hebrews get tortured, and so Moses ended up actually killing the Egyptian person, okay? And so ever since that point, he fled to the wilderness. So Moses was a fugitive. And he was also a shepherd. So when he fled Egypt to the wilderness, he was a shepherd there, and he heard God calling from a burning bush. And so verse 2 says, excuse me, "There the angel of the Lord appeared to him as a flame coming from the middle of a bush. Moses saw that the bush was on fire, but that it was not burning up. This is strange, he thought. Why isn't the bush burning up? I will go closer and see." And then finally and ultimately, Moses, with his background and his humble background, and the fact that he stuttered, and the fact that he was a shepherd. Back then, being a shepherd was kind of low on the totem pole. It was kind of looked down upon as an occupation. So, but he was just kind of minding his own business as a fugitive in the wilderness, as he had escaped from what he did by murdering the Egyptian. And so, but ultimately, God calls Moses from the burning bush. And Moses, as we all know, he led the Hebrews out of slavery from Egypt. So the first point is, like, God often calls the unqualified. He often calls the unqualified. So verse 11, but Moses said to God, "I'm nobody. How can I go to the king and bring the Israelites out of Egypt?" So we have Moses here, and you know, he's minding his own business. He's out in the wilderness, tending to his flock as a shepherd. And we already established that Moses was a stutterer. He stuttered. He didn't know how to speak. And so he was just by himself. He had no thoughts, of course, of any type of like leadership. He was on the run. He was fleeing. And so he was, as a fugitive, he was just by himself, just trying to reflect and spend time on his own. But God called him all of a sudden in the form of a burning bush. He came and spoke to him. And when he saw the burning bush, obviously if we saw a burning bush speaking to us, we would respond to that. But the fact is that Moses responded right away. So he responded and said, God asked him to go to Egypt to free Israelites out of Egypt. And naturally he goes, how can I, someone who's a stutterer, someone who's completely unqualified, how can I be the one? Why are you calling me to go in back into Egypt and to do this tremendous task for you? It was something that was completely out of the ordinary, completely unexpected, because he himself, again, was unqualified. And God, how do you expect me to do this insane task? But what's important to note here is that Moses, in his awe and in his surprise, he still had the humility to respond. So he responded to God and said, how can I do this? So that's kind of the point, that point number one is that God calls the unqualified, seemingly, but it was important that Moses also responded in kind. So, verse 4, when the Lord saw that Moses was coming closer, he called to him from the middle of the bush and said, Moses, Moses. He answered, yes, here I am. So, Moses had responded, and so in our humility, he responded, and then he goes, yes, Lord, here I am, I'm here to serve. And so God is seeking for our obedience, and God is seeking for our response, that when he calls, are we going to ignore that? And when he speaks, are we going to ignore that? Or are we going to keep an open mind and open ears to hear when God calls out to us? And so God, number two is God seeks our obedience. Through our obedience and humility, God gives us strength and courage. So verse 12 says, God answered, I'll be with you. And when you bring the people out of Egypt, you will worship me on this mountain. And that will be the proof that I have sent you. So the point here is that not only did Moses respond, but he also obeyed. And so God called out of the burning bush. He called. And Moses naturally, in his humility, says, who am I? Who am I to do this? How can I possibly do such a task? So God is encouraging him to say that, just be bold and tell them that who I am when you go to Egypt. Just proclaim the name of Christ and call out my name when they ask you, and under whose name and authority do you do this? And all that while you do that, you proclaim the name of Jesus, and there is proclaim the name of God, and there is power in the name of God. And through the name of God, I will give you strength, and I will give you power, so that you can show, and people will know and understand that it is truly me. So in this way, you will become a witness, a living witness for me, and by that way, I will give you authority. So a lot of times we may feel, we're talking about insecurity. And so a lot of times we may feel unqualified. We may feel insecure. But God calls Moses. God called the most unqualified. He was a stutterer and said, hey man, through all things, I will give you strength. I will empower you. Proclaim the name of the Lord. Proclaim my name, the God. God of all, God of creation. And in that, I will give you power and strength, and you can achieve all things. So it is God who is giving us the strength not by our own abilities. We may seem totally unqualified, but when we call upon the Lord, when we call upon God, God will equip us and God will give us strength to do His will ultimately. So I shared like last night when I grew up in Texas, and then when I moved to Seattle, it was the first time I saw so much diversity, and it finally was able to give me a sense of, you know, who I was as a person. So I'm bicultural, right? I'm both Korean and American, and so in this way, when I had that realization, I finally had confidence. So it is through our humility and recognizing Christ and God giving us this power that we can gain confidence. So verse 13, my people will listen to what you say to them. Then you must go to the leaders of Israel, to the king of Egypt, and say to him, the Lord, the God of the Hebrews, has revealed himself to us now. Now allow us to travel 3 days into the desert to offer sacrifices to the Lord, our God. I know that the king of Egypt will not let you go unless he is forced to do so. But I'll use my power and will punish Egypt by doing terrifying things there. After that, he will let you go. So we look at verse 18 and says, my people will listen to what you have to say to them. Then you must go to the leaders of Israel, to the king of Egypt, and say to them, the Lord, the God of the Hebrews. So you're proclaiming the Lord and God of the Hebrews. So there is power in my name. And then through the persecution of the Egyptians, you know, the Israelites were under slavery to the Egyptians. And Moses, God instructed Moses to undergo all these different plagues, right? The plagues with the Egyptians. And so because of this, they were able to realize that God is really behind all of this, and God is the one that is empowering Moses, who was unqualified. So ultimately, final point is that God will give us power, confidence, and strength. So if we take a look at verse 3, the Lord said, throw it on the ground, the walking stick. When Moses threw it down, it turned into a snake, and he ran away from it. Then the Lord said to Moses, reach down and pick it up by the tail. So Moses reached down and caught it, and it became a walking stick again. The Lord said, do this to prove the Israelites that the Lord, the God of their ancestors, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, has appeared to you. So the way that I can relate to this is, I moved around so much. You know, Texas was one state, and I lived in 10 different states. And because of my cultural insecurities, I finally had a sense of identity, developing confidence. And because what I saw of what not to do from the racism, I learned what not to do. So these attributes helped me eventually. So through all that time of going through all this hate against me, having these insecurities about other people and about my culture. So through this, the blessing that happened is that I was able to be able to relate. When I look back on my life, and then today, I was able to be able to relate to so many different kinds of people. So in a way, all that moving around and picking up to go to a different school like every year, because I was never able to establish like long-term friends. But I look back now, and that was a blessing in disguise. So God had been with me the whole time. And when I look back in retrospect, it was always that I have this ability, I think, to be able to deal with different types of people in a business context. And so it was because of that, then, you know, I was able to start my company. So in that way, it was a blessing in disguise. So you may not know it at the time, and you may feel unqualified because I was so insecure, but God is there. God will empower you if we just trust and believe. And then, of course, ultimately, we need to obey. When He calls us, we should obey. So ultimately, God has a plan for all of us. He has a plan for you. I didn't know what my plan was at that time, but now I know when I look back. And so all these experiences and all these times where you may be called to do things that may be going against your plan, ultimately God has a plan for you. You know, He wants the best life for you. He's asking you to trust Him. And your insecurities can be reversed to be blessings for other people. So Moses, again, was completely unqualified. He was a stutterer, but God was the one that gave him power. God can be the one that can empower you and give you strength and help you to accomplish what it is that His plan for you is. So by being obedient and humble, God can use us in mighty ways, just like Moses. You know, it's hard to listen for God's word. How do we do this? We need to listen to Christ and we need to listen for His call. So what does that mean exactly? Well, when God speaks, usually it's followed by prayer. So we come to the Lord in prayer. We come to the Lord in praise. And also God can speak through us through, just like God spoke to Moses through a burning bush, He can speak to us through other symbols, other signs, and other people speaking to us. Through God can be speaking to them, they could be speaking to us, and then also spending time in the Word and spending time in prayer. And then asking God, what is the direction that you would like for me to go? What is your plan for me? So we always talk about, well, is God speaking to you? How do I know this? It comes with spending time in the Word and with prayer and humbly seeking God. And the more, and so if we're not doing this, then it's hard to hear His voice. And so we must continue to pray and then ask God to show us. When we're confronted with a decision, then that's when we have a conviction. I believe that a call is, you'll have a conviction. In Moses' case, he saw a burning bush, and so he responded in humility. And I believe that God requires us to come to Him in prayer and to hear His voice. And then when we ask God, please show me the right direction for my life and how you would want me to handle this particular situation or something that we're struggling with, God will give us a conviction in our heart. And then pray that can be a calling for you. And when we obey, when we feel this conviction and we act upon this after prayer by asking God, then that's when He will give us strength and power to achieve what it is that He has called us to do. Okay. So let's pray at this time. Dear God, we thank You and we come to You in prayer at this time. Lord, we're so thankful that that You're always there speaking to us. And Lord, right now we just ask that You give us a heart of humility. And instead of seeking paths on our own, by our own decisions and our own thought process, that we just submit to You and that You will show us the way and that You will guide us. And Lord, that You will, that we pray that we will come to You in prayer and that You will speak to us, Lord. And that when you speak, give us a heart to respond and to have the humility to be able to have that conviction and then follow You, Lord, and follow Your will, Father. And Lord, we pray this, all these things in Your name. Thank You for caring for us and for loving us, Lord, and that through our insecurities, that in all things are possible when we look to You, and You will give us the strength that we need, and You will equip us and give us the power to overcome and then to achieve the things that You want us to do. Lord, we thank You, and we pray these things in Your name. Jesus, I pray. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, guys. Sorry, it's like mid-afternoon. I'm getting a little tired, and I know we're hungry. It's lunchtime. So we're gonna just go over a few questions, and then right around lunchtime, we're gonna have a break right now. So why don't we take, right now it's 11:25. So let's see. Let's take a quick break and then come back at 11:40. And then we'll break up into small groups again and then discuss. And then here's the questions on the board. Okay? And then at 12:15 we're gonna break for lunch. All right, so let's take a break. Yeah.